God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this evening to two openings, well, actually three openings, Matthew 8, Mark 1, and Luke 4. Matthew 8, Mark 1, and Luke 4. I'll give you just a minute to find those places. We began last Friday a series we're calling Receiving and Ministering Healing. And we've had a good time of prayer 2 weeks ago about this. And believe the Lord is in it. And how many believe the Lord is still in the healing business today? And we got excited in our spirit before we ever started this that, well, actually the Lord spoke to us that many would be healed. Amen. And we believe many will be healed in the services, but not just in the services. We believe many will be healed at home and on the job and in different places, because you not only know how to receive a healing, but how to minister healing, help others to receive. And healing is not to be confined to the church house, right? How many believe the Lord could heal you anywhere? Heal you at the bus station or at the airport terminal, or heal somebody in the parking lot, right? Anywhere he finds faith, you'll find manifestations of healing. Well, we begin talking about how that we're going to look, unless the Lord leads us another direction, at the individual cases of people healed in the ministry of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There are about 19 individuals who we have record of being healed. Now, it sounds like a lot more than that, because just like this one, Matthew, Mark, and Luke record the same healing of the one individual. It's three times, but it's one person. Now, that doesn't mean there are only 19 people got healed in Jesus' ministry. You know that. I mean, there are several cases where it said many were healed, all that touched him were healed. I mean, multitudes, great multitudes. But we're not talking about that. We're looking at each case where something is told about what was wrong with the person and how they approached the Lord and what he told them, how he ministered healing to them, and how they received healing. Because how many believe that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever? If it worked that way then, it works just exactly the same now. Because the Lord's perfect, you wouldn't need to improve on it. Right? Amen. And how many believe that he hasn't changed, so he's still healing today, but also he's no respecter of persons. Right. If that worked for them, it'll work for us. Right. If he did that for them, he'll do it for us. Hallelujah. So that's what we're looking at in these individual cases. And we begin by saying what an emphasis on faith there is in all these healings. In actually 10 of the 19 cases, the individual's faith is specifically referred to. And more than that, you can see their faith, but I mean in over half, their faith is referred to as the determining factor of their healing. Let me read some of them to you real quickly. When the nobleman's son said the man believed the word and went his way, his son was healed. Jesus saw the paralytic's faith and he was healed. The centurion, he said, as you've believed, be it done to you. Woman with issue of blood, your faith made you whole. Two blind men, according to your faith, be it done to you. 10 lepers, your faith has made you whole. Blind Bartimaeus, your faith has made you whole. Are you hearing a pattern here? Yes. Syrophoenician's daughter, he said to the woman, the mother, great is your faith, be it to you even as you will. And, you know, I won't go through the rest of them, but can you see a pattern there? Believing in faith and healing. Faith and healing. Everybody say faith and healing. Now, I know that derogatory remarks are made. Well, y'all are one of those faith healers. Y'all are that faith bunch. Faith and healing bunch. Amen. We do believe in faith. And we do believe in healing. Well, that's just that health and wealth gospel bunch. Well, gospel means good news. Poverty and sickness is not good news. Is it?
No.
Well, if you're sick and you can be healed, that's good news.
Amen.
If you're broke and you can be blessed, that's good news.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
The gospel is good news.
Yeah.
So we believe very, very strongly in healing, and we believe it is the will of God for all to be healed today.
Amen.
All. You must say, well, not all are healed. Well, we believe it's the will of God for all to be saved today. Are all saved?
No,
but it's still the will of God for all to be saved, right? I know not all are healed, but it's still the will of God for all. Everybody say all.
All.
How many?
All.
All to be healed. Praise God. Our last Friday, we looked at the case of the leper being healed. You remember that? Were you here? Three people were here. Y'all hadn't forgot all that already, have you? Remember the leper? Remember what his big question was? Huh? Lord, if you will, I know you can heal me. If you will, if it's your will. And how many are saying that same thing today? And how do we know what the Lord's will is about this? Well, you got it right there in the scripture. Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? Is he the Lord God who changes not? When the man looked at him and said, if you will, you can heal me. What did Jesus say? He looked at him. Oh, I like it. He said, I will. Be thou clean. Immediately was healed from the leprosy. Oh, that I will. I no longer listen to men's contentions on the point. Amen. I've heard the Master say, I will. It set me free from the barbed wire entanglement of men's theology. Huh?
Yeah.
We don't know. Maybe so. We hope so. If it be his will. No, I've heard the word.
Yeah.
He said, I will.
Amen.
For me, it settled.
Right.
And I've been healthy a long time.
Amen.
Glory to God. Oh, you're just narrow. Yeah, and healed. You can be broad-minded and entertain all these other ideas and float around wavering and vacillating and no faith and no healing. But it's better to be healed. You know, there are people that'll fight you for their right to stay sick. It's ridiculously sad, but they will fight you and go, well, no, this is not always God's will. And they'll fight you over. Who would want to fight to stay sick? And these people are inconsistent. How many believe you ought to practice what you preach?
Yes.
Hmm? Okay, let's say you say, well, now, Brother Keith, I'm just sorry. We disagree. I believe sometimes it's God's will for people to be sick. Well, okay, you're wrong. But if you want to believe that, you can. I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to be ugly. We can still be friends and brothers. Amen. But, you know, be consistent. If you get sick, don't try to get rid of it. You just got through telling me you believe it's the will of God. Why do you want to go to the doctor and try to get out of the will of God?
Amen.
You either ought to resist it or you ought to receive it, but not both.
Amen.
What do? Do we resist it or do we receive it? If we receive it, don't resist it.
Amen.
Just lay down, and the sicker you are, then the more in the will of God you are. See, people are not consistent, are they? In what they claim they believe. No, if you're trying to get rid of it, you must not believe it's the perfect will of God for you. So anyway, it is not the will of God. Healing and health and strongness, strength, soundness, I should say, is the will of God. Let's go on today to the second account we want to look at, we want to study. It's Matthew 8, Mark 1, and Luke 4. And let's pray before we read this. Matthew 8, we'll start with. How many believe the Lord could heal people in their chair in here tonight?
Yes.
Scripture said He sent His word and healed them. I mean, we'll minister any way that the Lord says. We act on the Scripture, primarily what the Lord leads us to teach on tonight. But faith comes from hearing the word. Amen. Faith can come before the middle of the service. I know I had the privilege of teaching healing school at Raymond, Dr. Kenneth Hagin's ministry for a number of years. And one day, I was in the morning class, which was a small class, and it was only for those that had a problem in their body that they were believing for. And I think there were like 20 people there that morning. And so it was very informal. And I'd just, you know, about like close to these guys here, I'd just be the few chairs around. And they could ask questions if they wanted to. And they knew that. And this one lady in the middle of my speaking, she raised her hand. And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And I was teaching on believe you receive. Mark 11:24. Believe you receive your healing. Believe you take it. The Greek word literally means take. Believe you take it and you'll have it. So she said, "Excuse me, young man," because she's old enough to be my grandmother. And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Young man, are you saying that I just believe I take my healing right now? And that's it?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, that's your part. And the fixing you is God's part."
Amen.
Aren't you glad you don't have to fix yourself?
Yes.
You know, the hard part, so to speak, that's His. And to Him, it's not hard, so. And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Okay, thank you." And I just went on with my teaching. Well, at the end of the session, she came up, smiling from ear to ear, just beaming. She said, "Look." I said, "Yes." She said that arm was paralyzed. She said, "I hadn't been able to write with it or hold anything." She suffered a stroke, I think, on that side and hadn't been able to really use it. She said, "Look here. Look here." She wrote something. Was it nobody prayed for her? Nobody laid hands on her? She just said, "Is that it?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Thank you." She believed. She took her healing right there in her chair. It's no more difficult than that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Peter's Wife's Mother, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R620. That's R620. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God. Faith to God. God.